welcome back to this episode of Here in Haunt Town. This particular episode is a little near and dear to my heart. We are with the health educators with the Christian County Health Department. And this team I was actually a part of for about 8 or 9 years when I was at the Christian County Health Department. And these ladies, I got to work alongside them, and we started a lot of programs. They're still implementing a lot of these programs in the community. So it's kind of exciting to talk about all that you guys are still doing. And as we were reminiscing, and it's kind of nostalgic. Chastity, who was talking about, it's a little nostalgic, thinking back on all the things we used to do together. But one thing we really wanted to talk about was an event coming up called the 100 Mile Challenge. And that is something, if you're not familiar with it, we'll let you know what that is. But this is actually the 10th year in the community that we have done this. So, Becca, tell me a little bit about the 100 Mile Challenge.
Well, the 100 Mile Challenge is our community-wide walking initiative. So between this year, between September 1st and November 11th, the community is encouraged to walk approximately 1.4 miles a day to meet 100 miles at the end of the initiative. So it's just a way to get everyone physically active. Physical activity is a very important part of your health, improving your health. So it's a way for us to involve the community in a way that just gets them motivated. They can work in, you know, teams, have teams of people, and we actually give awards out to the organization with the most participation, school with most participation, and the actual individual with the most mileage. So I don't even remember how many miles somebody had last year, but it was a lot.
They usually far exceed 100, especially if you're a runner a day. Yes. One of these people, I don't understand you people out
miles,
there. You run like 10 miles a day. I don't get you people, but I respect you. So, but you guys, we've had people who completely overachieve that. It's what I really liked about this program when I was involved with it, and still, is if you're not physically active whatsoever, this is a great way to set a goal for yourself. Mm-hmm. Even if you can't make the 100 miles, if every day you can get a half a mile in and you start getting physically active. I remember, and you guys may have some sense, but success stories. One particular lady talked about through this challenge, she couldn't even walk to her mailbox. But she began getting up and said, okay, I'm going to try. And she was able to get to her mailbox easily by the end of the challenge. And so she didn't make 100 miles, but that was a step the right direction. It was, and that's what you do as health educators. You're inspiring health and wellness in the community.
We hope so, for sure.
Yes, well, that's our goal.
Now, Chaz, tell me, we talked a little bit about the start of this program. You were at the table whenever we began the program. And I think, well, Becca, you weren't quite here yet, were you?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
2 years later.
Two years later, that's right. So I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, chime in here anytime, Wally Bryan, who recently passed or passed several years ago, came to the Christian County Health Department and he had this big idea. And I think he wanted to call it the 100 Mile Club.
It was something along those lines.
And then we all kind of laughed. We were like, well, we're like, the Mile High Club was... But he wanted the 100 Mile Club. I remember all of us sitting at a table. It was you and me, Jessica Gapp, I believe.
Yes.
And Kelly Howe. And Kelly Howe. Mm-hmm. We all sat around the table with Wally Bryan, and I think Mark Pyle was the director then.
Yes.
And we talked about this idea. And do you remember anything about that specifically?
I remember him, you know, wanting to come talk about it. And it was his brainchild. And basically, he just had this idea for just wanting to get people more active. And like you said, I think he was wanting at first to call it something like the 100 Mile Club.
100 Mile Club, yeah.
And just a way for people just to, you know, which we hadn't ironed out all the details yet to what it would eventually become. But just a way for people just to kind of
keep
track of their miles and just walk.
And that's what I remember about Wally. He was always coming up with ideas. Yes. And he was always thinking about the community. How can we make the community better? And this was something that he had seen in another city, I believe. Brought it to the table. We took it. We ran with it that first year. We had 1,000 participants. Do you remember that? I remember getting them when they just started flooding in. And then I remember when we hit 700, I was like, holy cow. But even before the deadline, I think we had 1,001. Or something that, just crazy.
Yes.
And we had, where was our first event?
So the Stadium very first year was Stadium of Champions, because it was so many participants that we had to have it at a big venue. So.
And the community pulled together really well. We had a lot of great door prizes. I remember I still have nightmares about sorting 1,001 t-shirts because we got really overzealous and we were like, we're going to put the t-shirt with their name. And we sure did.
And I think that whole week we had to kind of regroup and
we did.
We would do it one way and then we would decide, okay, no, this isn't going to work. And then we'd have to change it up.
Yes. And we pulled off a successful event that first year. It was wonderful. And so we had several success stories of people start walking. The community just really embraced it. It was a great opportunity for the community to get together and get active.
Yes.
Now, this is our 10th year. I can't believe it's been 10. I feel like one of these old people now. That's 10 years since it was 10 years since we started this. And I think y'all said this is going to be the last year.
Yes, yes. And it's been wonderful. It truly has. But we are actually looking to add a few more health education programs to our repertoire, which we'll discuss later on. But just as a way to just kind of just cap it at 10 years, leave on a high note.
Yeah.
There are so many people that just look forward to this every year. I mean, we've had families come together and do it. We've had schools that have said, we want to do it with the students, like for PE, things like that. So we're really excited.
But you said you're adding other programs in. So it's not that we're getting rid of an element.
Right.
We're essentially kind of rebranding an element and maybe adding something else in that could be just as beneficial.
We and hopefully add in more community initiatives as well. So
we want to keep things fresh. Yes. So I think 10 years, what a way to what a way to hit it off. So, of course, since we're at the 10-year anniversary, we would love to see 1,000 participants again.
Come on out.
Stress us out. Make it.
that would be the perfect farewell, you know, with the 100-mile challenge to get the same amount that we received that, you know, of participants.
And just to honor, what this has been in the community, to honor Wally Bryan. Look at this idea just he brought to the table one day and look where it's come. Even in his passing, we're still talking about it. Absolutely. We're still doing it.
Yes.
So for the community members out there, how can they sign up?
Well, they can sign up through our website, ChristianCountyHD.com. We will go live here in about a week. So it kicks off next Monday, I believe, is the 12th. So it will be live starting on Monday. They can come into the health department. More people do it online now, but you can come to the health department Monday through Thursday, 7:30 to 4:30. We are closed at lunch from 12 to 12:40, but then Fridays we're open 7:30 to 11. But you can come in, fill out a form. It is $10 to participate. So that goes towards initiatives. We really have stepped up our game with door prices in the last few years.
We try to get really creative with it. You get steps in, you get presents at the end.
Yes, yes. Of course, it is a raffle, but I mean, we have tickets. We have games people can play to get raffle tickets. You get tickets as you register at the door. And I mean, they fill those buckets up with the tickets, even just go all in on one particular prize. So people really enjoy that, I think. But
and with that being around the holidays, I know a lot of people
do Christmas presents.
Christmas shopping.
Yes. We'll get the presents and then, or get the prizes, and they'll say, oh, well, this is going to be my present to so and so.
Very nice.
Yes.
Christmas shopping exercise, all the things you need.
Yes, yes. And we try to incorporate different avenues of health into it. So something with cooking, something with exercise, something with, you know, being outdoors.
You with the door prizes, just having a wide variety.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, have a wide variety.
Now, are you guys still doing the t-shirts?
Yes.
When you sign up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now, does every participant get a t-shirt or do you opt in? Because I know sometimes participants would want a t-shirt, but then they didn't pick up their t-shirt.
Right.
So,
if
they want to opt in for one, a t-shirt's included in the $10 if you want it.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to get one if you don't want one.
And they're always really nice t-shirts. I really like that. They're always the long sleeve.
Yes.
Usually you all still do
long
that.
Sleeve.
Long sleeve t-shirts. And it's getting closer to winter when this is wrapping up.
Right.
So it's just a good seasonal t-shirt to have. And if you've done it for 10 years, you may have a collection. At the end of this, you guys should make a quilt out of your t-shirts.
Yes. Yeah.
And have those to memorize the 100-mile challenge.
Yeah.
So how do I track my mileage now? If I sign up for the challenge, I go onto your website, I sign up. How do I keep up with my miles?
Well, for those that have participated in the past, they'll still know the way. But if we have new participants this year that's their first time doing the challenge, whenever you get your registration packet, whether you download it online or you come into the health department mm-hmm. and physically get a copy. Mm-hmm. There is a tracking sheet attached in the registration packet okay. that you are welcome to use. Now, if you have another method, if you, because I know a lot of people have their smart mm-hmm. watches, their right. Fitbits or their right. Apple watches yeah. or whatever that track their steps. If they just kind of want to keep their own log and then turn okay. that in. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, no one is required to necessarily turn in their mileage sheet. So if somebody wants to join the challenge, but they don't necessarily want to turn in,
right.
that's no problem. But if someone wants to be considered for any of the awards, then definitely they need to get their tracking sheet into us. And the last day to turn that in will be November the 13th at 4:30, close of business that day, because that'll give us a little time before the finale to get all the okay. mileage totaled up.
All right. So mm-hmm. I sign up, I get my packet, I can track it on there if I want to, or I can track it by other means. And yes. then what is the finale date after all of this wraps up? The finale date is?
Finale will be on November 23rd at Parks and Rec at okay. Inside at the Debo Center.
Okay.
So we'll be inside that way, you know, because the weather always gets crazy that time
of year.
It could be really, really cold. Mm-hmm. So we'll be inside.
And if we're having an event, it will 100% rain if I'm involved in it.
And hopefully if we get 1,000 participants, maybe we could share some sort of outside location near Parks yeah. and Rec or yeah. just kind of add to it, yeah. hopefully to get a lot of people. But I wanted to add, when you turn in the tracking sheets, you can do that physically at the health department, or you can email the tracking sheets to okay. ChristianCountyHD@gmail.com.
Got it. Okay.
So that's, and also just to also reiterate, when you log your mileage, make sure you count it up and total it at the bottom, so that way we know
you guys don't have to do all much. The adding.
Well, it gets to be a lot, it yes, does. But also just so we kind of can double check ourselves,
yes.
because we have had people say, "Hey, you didn't get this calculation right."
Well, so, when you're trying to do 300 or 400 people, yeah, it gets a little tedious. A little bit tedious. So we've covered 100 Mile Challenge, an incredible program, 10-year anniversary. We're wrapping it up this year to incorporate other programs. But let's talk about some of those other programs. What do you guys currently offer, and what are you looking to offer in the future? I know you guys, it's constantly evolving.
It is. It really, really, truly is. We offer over 30 programs.
It's over 30 programs.
Over 30 programs in the
community.
Okay.
And we have actually just, we rebranded. We have a new logo now at the Christian County Health Department. And so we are looking to revamp our health education and Christian County Health Department brochures that we give to the community. Mm-hmm. But over 30 programs, we educate everyone from preschool age to senior adult age of various health programs. So physical activity, nutrition, tobacco education. We do smoking cessation as well. We are CPR instructors mm-hmm. at the health department. And with the school system, we do hygiene, dental hygiene, hand washing. For youth in high school, we do sex education programming, tobacco education, alcohol education, the whole gamut.
Serving
at My Plate mm-hmm. for nutrition. So you name it, we do. We even have a few mental health programs. Skill streaming is one of them. And then we've got our Too Good for Drugs program. So what I personally love, my background is in psychology. So mm-hmm. we've added more mental health to the spectrum,
and
which
that seems
I think
to be
is
a
so
hot
important.
Topic right yes. now across, yes. especially when I was there, you had mental health programs for younger students. A lot
yes.
of,
yes, so, you're the one that gave me the curriculum.
Oh, did I? Okay, yeah. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
I forgot. Yeah. No, and I know it was always so important, and we talked about how mental health is a hot topic right now, and I know a lot of the programs, you kind of meet the kids where they are and give them the tools they need right. to deal with their emotions, because mm-hmm. we know kids these days, they're going through a lot of things,
yes.
and they're going through a lot more things than we did when we
which
were kids.
Which can lead to substance use, yes. things like that, which we're preventative programming, so yes. we're trying to prevent
right.
those things for sure. Right.
And actually, you speaking of the different things that, you know, kids are dealing with now that, like, for instance, when we grew up, we weren't dealing with the same type of thing. Mm. Thinking about yes. social media.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
We've added a few.
So that's yeah. a new mm-hmm. program that we've added. It's basically about social media addiction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
I could probably learn a few things from that.
I think we all could. So, yeah, I think that that's a good one.
Expand on that a little bit. Tell me, so it talks about social media addiction. Does it talk about, like social media safety or using it? What are some of the...
We do incorporate online safety in our Safe Sitter program and Safe at Home. Okay. So the babysitting and the Safe at Home is if 4th to 6th grade, you're home alone for a short unsupervised amount of time. We talk about personal safety, indoor safety, outdoor safety, online safety. Those are usually our summer programs. But it kind of incorporates, okay, what's a safe password? Should you talk to people online that you do not know, et cetera?
I think that's a huge topic these days.
That is very much so.
Right.
And then we also talk about social isolation and feeling like managing that and feeling lonely. So since COVID, we look to add a few more programs because majority, especially the youth, you know, not being in school, not interacting with friends, you can feel lost. And so how do you deal with those things?
Right, right, right.
And another program that we are very, very excited about. So our newest colleague, Becky Bradley, which we are so thankful she's part of our team. She has done a lot of work with human trafficking. Different ministries. And she researched a lot of different curriculums, and she actually located this great curriculum called A21. And A21 is a human trafficking training, and it actually starts with kindergarten and goes through it's K through 12, but it's completely age appropriate.
Amazing.
So they're not going to be talking about sex and things like that specifically with like elementary age kids.
Right.
But just, you know, things to be aware of because, you know, this is something I think that's going to bring so much
awareness
to the community because a lot of people tend to think, you know, here we are in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, human trafficking doesn't happen.
Oh, it's scary.
The way they think that it does.
And that's the thing. Human trafficking happens everywhere, every day, but it's not what we think that it looks like.
We think it comes in many forms.
I always think this big organization where you've got, you know, they're shipping them in from places and dispersing, where it could be happening with your next door neighbor who may be trading their child for drugs.
Exactly.
And most
that's
of the
been
times,
very awakening to me.
It actually happens many times within a family itself. It's not just this random stranger like the movie Taken. It's not just this random stranger that's going to kidnap somebody on the side of the road, which of course that happens too.
Well, yes.
But that's not probably as commonly the method.
And the beauty of this program, and this is what we've learned through short bits and pieces in trainings and online virtual calls with the organization, but this can reach especially youth and kids that don't know it's happening to them in a way that they don't think.
Right.
There was a trainer that said that at a high school in maybe Ohio, Oregon, somewhere, that they were teaching a 9th or 10th grade class the human trafficking curriculum. And this one student, this young girl, actually went to our guidance counselor right after a session and said, hey, I think this might be happening to me.
Oh, my gosh.
And she had actually had a, not thinking of it, but she had a garbage bag packed full of clothes underneath her bed ready to go that following weekend because she was going to meet someone that she met online.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So pretty much saved her life.
I think it's just, like you said, so important to just make them aware, even if elementary kids, especially, they don't, to them, it might be normal, which is so they don't understand that, no, this isn't normal. This is not, this isn't appropriate. And you've got people you can turn to. So,
and learning about appropriate relationships and what is normal.
What is a good touch? What is a bad touch?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Is it your mom, your dad, your guardian? Is it, is that okay? And learning those things is so important. So I think I applaud you guys for this. Is not a comfortable topic.
No.
Not at all. But
and you're right. We are evolving.
Yes.
And the world is changing. And this is a part of our world. And it's a scary world that we live in.
Yeah. I have a 2-year-old and a 2-year-old daughter. And Chaz, now you've got your little girl.
Yes.
Gosh, how old is she now?
Eight is four.
Yes. So I think about these things like, and, or even your boys. Becca, you got two boys. Just
they're teens,
and you're wondering what are they getting involved in on the internet. And
right.
so it just it changes your perspective when you have kids.
Yes,
and just
definitely.
I'm glad you guys are branching out and broaching these uncomfortable topics. I also need to get you in touch with our police department because I know that of course, they talk about these things and deal with human trafficking. Mm-hmm. They see it. But just let them know this is something that's available.
Absolutely.
They may be interested in partnering with you guys somehow. Oh, I think it'd be great wonderful. If the city yeah. across the board.
Which actually, I forget the exact date, but it's in October, the first week of October. We have reached out to Marfil.
Oh, and yeah. So good, good,
we've
good.
Connected her with.
Wonderful.
With the training. So
I think this is incredible. I love it.
Yes.
Well, any other new programs you want to talk about that's coming up or anything you're excited about that's coming up? I know we have senior games are coming up. You've done that for years and years.
We do.
You're a regular mm-hmm. attendee with our senior games here at the city.
Yeah. We and senior games are widely popular in Hopkinsville and everybody loves it. We usually get there early and we bring incentives and early bird gets the worm because everybody loves those incentives.
Right.
And usually our seniors are our early birds.
Yeah, yeah.
I aspire to be one day.
Yes. The older I get, I'm not totally a morning person, but it's all right. Something else that actually with our program in health education that's worth mentioning, we just got a grant from the state because of our work, with the youth mm-hmm. in abstinence and sex education. We've gotten a grant to start a Youth Thrive program.
Oh, okay.
So it is, they actually have a wide age range, but middle high school is what they're aiming for. But this can be either an in-school or after-school program. We're going to start out small this year just to kind of get our feet wet. But it's a year two pilot program with the state of Kentucky, and we're one of five pilot sites.
Yes.
So awesome. That was really, really cool to be
now,
recognized.
What is it? What does it include in that? What's some of the topics include?
Building resiliency, social connections.
Okay.
So all of this is tying in mental health and life skills. And I think it's, you know, like I said earlier, me personally, I feel like we're finally at a point where we are encompassing every part of health in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about the program and hopefully it's, you know, ongoing for years to come.
So you guys cover physical health, whether that be physical education, nutrition education.
Mm-hmm. Nutrition education.
You cover the mental wellness, psychological wellness mm-hmm. all of the things. Mm-hmm. So yeah, from top to bottom, from little kids to senior adults, substance use, all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are doing incredible work in the community. We talked about this. We didn't get exact numbers, but how many students did you reach last year?
Well, with our Too Good for Drugs, our drug prevention program that encompasses life skills as well, and our abstinence programming, just all the programming in general, we saw over 4,000 students this past year.
That's amazing.
So that's
not even including your other programs and adults.
Right, yeah.
I know.
No.
Right. You probably still are because you're doing more than you were when
I left. Yes.
And we were seeing on average across the board, mm-hmm. top to bottom, about 15,000 a year mm-hmm. or touching about 15,000 people a year. Do you all still do nutrition bingo?
We do.
You do? Good. Yes. I'm glad.
We were just doing that yesterday.
Yeah.
I know. We talked about, we had that on the table. A few of the directors of the health department had questioned, you know, should we do that? Should we not do that? Mm-hmm. I don't know. We were just kind of wanting to make the best of our time and make mm-hmm. the best of our programs. But that's always been a popular. It was real sad if it ever went away. Everyone loves nutrition bingo.
And mm-hmm. I have to say that I am so thankful that we have held onto that program because it keeps us connected with those organizations.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because
yes.
that's primarily the programming that they want.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we'll do other things too, but if we did not do nutrition bingo, I don't believe that we would maintain that connection.
It's amazing. Such a simple little program. And no kidding, guys, if you've never seen nutrition bingo, it is the card with like foods and physical activity on it, maybe. And
it's just portion size. It's pretty much.
You know, yeah. So you're just like, what do you call out? Like potato
half a cup of applesauce or something like that.
One medium baked potato.
And no kidding, you mm-hmm. put your little token on your card on mm-hmm. your baked potato if you have a baked potato. So that mm-hmm. is all it is. But you would not believe how popular it is.
It's probably
one of the first things we ever did. And we have done it for however long the health education program has been in existence now.
For 10 years now.
Yeah.
Oh, longer than, let's see, I think we started it in
2014.
14 yeah. or 15. So, or no, yeah, 14. Yeah. That's right. You're right. So it's 10 years.
Because I think that Jessica Meredith and Jessica Gapp started in, I believe it was September 2014.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I remember being, just backstory here, called into, at that time, it was Mark Pyle. And then Laura was the assistant director. And we were called in, or I was called in, and they were like, okay, we have something we want you to do. I was like, okay. We want you to start a health education program. And I was like, if you ever see me in a meeting, I'm always like, absolutely. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you got?
I think I went home and cried because I was like, I don't know what to do. And so, but it all worked out. Mm-hmm. And it's like the right people came. Yes. And we did start off with Jessica Gapp and Jessica mm-hmm. Meredith. Yes. And if you guys are listening to this, you'll know. You're like, no. They just started and we hit the ground running and we kind of built the plane as we flew it. We just mm-hmm. kind of started putting things together and then Chas came on board and Kelly came on board and then Becca came on board. And we all still have dinner together sometimes. I'm not going to lie. We all get together yes. and try. We still have that connection.
We love our group. And
yeah, we had a group.
We've discussed this many times, but it's not just as coordinator now. It's, for me, it's not just what we can add. It's what we can attribute together as a team because mm-hmm. our team dynamic and even when you were there, I mean, our team dynamic has always been so strong.
We always had a great team,
and I think that's been the mark of how successful we've been as a team and as a program, and making those community partnerships, mm-hmm. building those.
It was always a fun program too.
Yes,
you got to go out and interact with people,
and that's another
play
part
games
of it too.
And
yes, making those community connections and being a part of prevention coalitions and mm-hmm. wellness meetings with the schools. And I even was contacted over the weekend by Megan Kidd. She's the nursing director for uh-huh. the school system. And she invited us to come to their district wellness meeting in a few weeks just to kind of listen in and then share yeah. what we do for health education. So it's just great that people still consider us as well.
That's yeah. amazing.
But I definitely, to add on to what y'all said, I think that truly the greatest strength of our health education team has always been our teamwork. Mm-hmm. And it's health education is just special, and I think that all of us, as we have worked together over the years, have always had that special, that special bond. Mm-hmm. And it just honestly, truly, it's just a God thing. Mm-hmm. And it's very much a blessing. And I'm just thankful for health ed.
Yes.
And my life definitely wouldn't be the same without.
Well, you know. And kind of like we talked, I think we went out to dinner and took a picture and I made a post and pretty much, I mean, Chas, you met your husband because
yes.
of Jessica.
And that's your sister. That was going to be my next thing.
And I met my husband through Amanda.
We're
at health education / matchmaking, whatever you need.
That was exactly what I was actually about to say. I was about to say, side note,
yeah.
Jessica Gapp is now my sister-in-law.
Yeah. And then, so. Yep.
Yeah. So it's yeah. super cool how everything has worked
how
out.
How it's all connected. Mm, I know. Yes. Health education. And just to top it all off, even for the community members who see what we do, we're seeing a difference in the community.
Yes.
And these are valuable programs that we're putting out in the community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's just icing on the cake that we have a good team that works together to implement this. Absolutely. We, as if I'm part of you guys.
You still are, sister. It's fine.
But is there anything else? We've covered a lot mm-hmm. about what you all do, but anything last minute notes or last minute thoughts that you guys want to share? Definitely sign up for the 100 Mile
yeah,
Challenge.
Yeah, sign up.
We really
be a part of
go
it. Even just know, like you said, if you don't hit 100 miles just to participate for your own benefit yes. is
just
you
be
know.
A part of it. This last year that
yeah.
we do,
and even it says on the registration packet, what's in it for me? Improved health, improved mobility. Eligibility for award ceremony. Yes, we do everything from 100 miles, 203 plus, and recognize that on a bragging wall and raffles for multiple door prizes. Yeah.
So what have you got to lose? Get in shape before Christmas mm-hmm. when we eat all that turkey and food that we eat.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, you heard it from here. Last year for the 100 Mile Challenge, sign up. You can do that on their website.
ChristianCountyHD.com.
ChristianCountyHD.com. And if you have any questions, I know you can reach out to any of these ladies. Is there an easy way to get to you guys mm-hmm. if we have questions or suggestions? The community may say, hey, here's a topic. Here's a problem we
yes.
see. We may need
education
on this. Because
we're all about going on community need.
Yes.
What is needed in our community.
Absolutely. Right. So if you guys have any suggestions out there in the community of something you would like to see, mm-hmm. or maybe they've talked about something that, yeah. hey, I would like to implement this in my organization. Yes. How can they reach you guys?
Through our phone number, 270-887-4160. Our direct extension for health education is extension 5.
Okay.
So that is the best way to get a hold of us. And we are out in the community a lot, so we may be away from the phone. Just leave a voicemail and we'll get back to you.
And you guys are always really responsive. So they're not going to have a problem getting in touch with you. Right. Ask for Becca or Jess or Becky. They'll get you right there. Anyone on the health education team, they will take care of you guys. Well, ladies, thank you. I'm so glad you got to come set and we got to reminisce a little bit.
This was special.
Yes, it's been a lot of fun. And if you're out there, make sure you sign up for the 100 Mile Challenge. It's the last year. And if you have any questions, reach out. I'll talk to you guys later. Tune in for the next episode of Here in Hoptown as we talk about all things Hopkinsville, Kentucky.